Yeah. it was your own precious blood, Lord. Father, your blood, Lord, which cleansed us, Lord, from a world of sin and shame. Father God, the precious blood, Lord, which redeemed us, Lord.
Yes,
that precious blood which is still on the altar tonight,
Lord.
Father God, Lord, offering, Lord God, Father, sacrifice for us. Lord, making it possible for us to be here, Lord, in your house.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, so that we can worship you and glorify your name, Lord.
Amen.
Father, and tonight, Lord, we want, Lord God, to invite you in our midst.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we invite you, Lord, with an assurance, Lord, that you always go where you are invited.
Amen.
Father, you gave us a word of promise that where two or three are gathered in your name,
yes,
there you'll be in the midst, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we don't want to look at the numbers, Lord, but we want to look to you.
Amen.
Father God, we're here tonight with a desperation, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
To be in your presence, Lord. Because we know in your presence, Lord, that's where we're strong.
Amen.
In your presence, Lord, we are overcomers, oh God. Father, and how we pray that you start the service with us. You've already begun with us, Lord. Father, please don't depart from us, oh God. Be with us in the remainder of the song worship. Father, and when your word comes, how we desire that you speak to our souls.
Amen.
Father, that we can be like those two from Emmaus.
Yes.
That said, Lord, didn't our hearts burn within us as you spoke to us along the way? But Lord, we want to recognize you from now, Lord, not at the end. So speak to us, be with us, Lord. Bless us, your children, Lord. Father, we thank you for making it possible for those that are here tonight.
Amen.
And Lord, let our efforts not be in vain, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we're so much hungering and thirsting tonight,
yes, Lord,
to hear from you, for you to speak to our souls, to speak those secret things, Lord. Father, which will give us victory over the enemy, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, Lord, in the week, Lord God, which has gone by, the enemy, he has tried to come in various ways, but how thankful we are that the hand has held, Lord. And we're here tonight, Lord, to give another kick to Satan.
Amen.
So, Lord, we pray that all the shackles, Lord, the heaviness, Lord, the cares of this life, Lord, whatever it is, may they be broken in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Father, let there be nothing which will hinder your spirit from touching each and every one of us tonight, Lord.
Amen.
Father, Lord, be merciful to us, Lord, for we are needing your presence, Lord. Father, we pray for your children still on the way.
Yes,
bring them safely, Lord God. Father, those that could not make it for sickness,
yes,
whatsoever reason, Lord. Father, even where there's slackness, Lord, coming in, how we pray, Lord God, that you would rebuke, Lord
Amen.
God. Father, Lord, let us not accept the condition of this world,
Jesus,
oh God. Father, even the condition of this world, of this day, that is, Lord, backslidden, Lord, and lukewarm.
Yes, Lord.
Father, for we desire to be on fire for you.
Grant
so I help your children, Lord, even upon this day.
Yes, Lord,
be with our pastor, Lord, who's not
Amen.
Here.
Amen.
Take him where he is, Lord. Bless him and bless the saints there where he is.
Yes,
Father, we pray, Lord, even now for the song leader.
Yes,
Lord, the brothers of the musicians.
Amen.
The grant them grace and mercy, Lord, to continue in the spirit which they began.
Amen.
Father, that you will be pleased, Lord. And we pray, asking, Lord, for an entrance, Lord, that when our
yes.
brother comes to minister the word, Lord, let there be an atmosphere, Father
yes,
God,
Lord,
that your word will accomplish that which it desires, Lord. Grant him grace, grant him mercy, Lord. Be with us in all that we'll say, all that we'll do this night,
yes.
so that it be acceptable to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let's sing that song. Let's sing it for a time. That's so far.
It's your name. Jesus, Jesus. connect with God.
Hallelujah.
Right? That's the right person to fast.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you and welcome to his house.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother George and Brother Joel and Brother Junior, Sister Nashisa. God bless you for your faithfulness.
Amen.
It's not easy to come to the church with the cold out there. It takes great love and faithfulness for the Lord to come to church.
Amen.
And God bless you for that.
Amen.
Let's just go straight to our Bibles. We are going to start a new topic today.
Amen.
It's quite a long topic. It's going to take us a few weeks, but
Amen.
Today is just going to be an introduction.
Hallelujah.
So we are just trying to make it very short and easy to understand, so that you need it, you know, foundation for whatever will come later.
Amen.
Let's read in John 1. I'm just going to read a few verses in John 1, 1 to 5, and then verse 14.
Amen.
And then Zechariah 14, 6 to 7. Let's read. Before we read, we have our visitor. God bless you, Brother Paul.
Amen.
Lithuania. God bless you.
Amen.
You are more than welcome in our midst.
Amen.
Feel free and feel yourself at home to worship God.
Amen.
As you do back home.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. John 1, 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him.
Amen.
And without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of man. And the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Amen.
Amen. That's Zechariah. How do you say it? Zechariah. 14, 6 to 7. On that day there shall be no light. I'm reading from a different version. It's maybe different from King James. On that day there shall be no light, cold or frost, and there shall be a unique day which is known to the Lord, neither day nor night, but at the evening time there shall be light.
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for giving us this privilege to open this word. Give us now the context of this reading. And bless our souls as we stand in your presence.
Yes.
In the name of Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Let me say this. God bless you. The topic we are starting, we call it the Word made flesh.
Amen. Amen.
The Word made flesh is the light of this age.
Amen. Amen.
So today, as I said, we are just going to lay a foundation to what will come back later. So, but it's a very, very important foundation. If you miss it, you may find it hard to understand what will come later. Mm. So the Bible says, well, we read in Genesis, in John 1, that in the beginning was the Word.
Amen.
And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In verse 4, in verse 1, it introduces the Word, saying that what the Word was, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. But in verse 4, it introduced another aspect of the Word. He said, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. So that word in the beginning, it was not only word, but it was light and life. Amen. It's very important to understand this concept. The word in the beginning, because today when we read, we go to read John 1, in the beginning was the word. We just believe. People, human mind is what to believe, that it was just, you know, someone speaking. I think once we have explained here what the word was exactly at the beginning. The prophet says that God, in the beginning, he was that being that was filling all the universe, time and everything. But to make himself understandable to human mind, he had to take a certain form that a human could understand what exactly God is. Not even exactly, but to have some kind of understanding of the notion of God. That's why he started shrinking himself. Let's read it. The prophet says in questions and answers from Genesis, he says, in the beginning that God was filling everything, was so big that it couldn't be perceived, it couldn't be understood. He said, then after a while, I begin to see a little sacred light begin to fall, like a little halo of something. You could only see it by spiritual eyes. The next thing we begin to see by eyes of supernatural, we see a little white light falling out there.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What was that? That was the Logos.
Amen.
So that great being is that to take a form now, a shape now, that can be understood by us humans. And that shape was a shape of a certain light.
Amen.
He carry on saying, that part of God began to develop into something so human beings could have some type of an idea of what it was. That was the word of God.
Amen. Amen.
So when they say, in the beginning was the word, it was that form, that shape of light that God made himself to become.
Amen.
In the beginning was that was called the Logos. Amen. So when John said, in the beginning was the word, in other terms, it means in the beginning was that Logos, the light, the form, that halo of light that us human could see and have an understanding of what God looks like.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, God in the beginning, when he was a light, he came on earth now. He wanted to start manifesting life on earth. He said, the first thing is came, when he came on earth, the Bible says in Genesis 1, darkness was covering the earth. There was no life on earth. There was no form. It was formless, shapeless, and void. So when God comes now, the first thing he says, let there be light.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So, God, being himself, light, he came on earth, he found darkness, he spoke the light to the earth. In other words, he projected himself on the earth.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
He projected himself on the earth so that the earth, which was covered by darkness, could see now what light looked like.
Amen.
Amen.
Before God spoke, nothing happened on earth. Before even he expressed himself, nothing could happen. But in him, what became that first word he pronounced, let there be light, it was first a thought in his mind. Amen. Before it was spoken, it was first a thought in his own mind. He knew what light meant. He knew what light looked like. But the earth couldn't see, couldn't even understand, get to know that light exists before God spoke it. Amen. As long as God didn't speak, the earth couldn't know that somewhere the light exists.
That's right.
It was something hidden in God's mind. And God didn't speak it yet, but he knew because he was himself that light. Now God said, okay, it's in my thoughts. I need to express now this thought. He came, he spoke the word. Let there be light. Amen. So something which was a thought, it became a spoken word. Amen. He expresses it. But the prophet says, when God spoke, it may have taken 10 billion years before any form of light could be seen on earth. Are you with me? So the spoken word, it came to say something, but it became materialized only a few years later. So in the spoken word, there is the power to bring life.
Amen.
When God spoke, let there be light, in his word was all that light could mean. It was in that word. But we couldn't see any light in it yet. People could sit there, they say, okay, God said, let there be light. But where is the light? The prophet said, it would have taken 10 billion years before the light could be made. So even though God spoke, let there be light, but those seeds that were sitting beneath the earth, they couldn't come to life. Are you with me?
Amen.
They couldn't come to life even though God had spoken yet. God spoke, let there be light. They rejoiced, okay, light is coming. We are going to be manifested. But as long as the light didn't show, they were still dead.
Amen.
It's only when, after those 10 billion years, when light came to be manifested, that those seeds could come to life.
Amen.
So the light was the word made flesh. Amen.
Amen.
The word was spoken, but until it was made flesh, life couldn't be manifested.
Amen.
Amen.
It's a very important principle to understand.
Amen.
Amen.
Because let's read the quote there. What the prophet says. In the Feast of the Trumpets, 64, we are to be the children of the light, and the light is the word which is made light for the speech. How do we know light except it comes from the word? The word made flesh is the light of the age when you see it.
Amen.
The word made flesh is the light of the age when you see it. God spoke the word. God spoke light to existence. But as long as the light didn't manifest itself, life didn't come to earth.
Amen.
It's only when that word became flesh that those seeds could come back to life.
Amen.
It's very important. Because we have the word today, but if you don't recognize, if you don't see the word made flesh, you can die with the word of God in your hands.
That's right.
People died in the past ages holding the Bible, condemning Jesus based on the Bible they were holding. You're failing to see the word made flesh. Because there's life only when the word becomes flesh.
Amen.
The word was spoken from the lips of God himself. Let there be light. But the seeds were still dead until the light came to manifestation.
Amen.
Now when God spoke, he brought life to existence. The light came to manifestation. We have to notice that in Genesis, even though light came, but darkness was still there. Because those seeds were prisoner for years, were in bondage of Mr. Darkness. He kept them dead for years and years. And he wanted to keep them dead as long as he could. God spoke light to existence. Light came, and there was light. God saw that light was good. But if you read in Genesis, I spoke about it in the last few sermons back. Light, darkness was still there, existing along with the light. Even though the light came to existence, but darkness wanted to walk hand in hand, side by side with light. But God wanted that his children that were sitting under the reign of darkness for ages to be manifested, to come in the presence of the light for them to receive, to make the life that was in them to be manifested. But darkness wanted to be somewhere there to keep them under his bondage. Amen. So God said, okay. And one more interesting fact was that among those seeds, some of the seeds were happy to stay in the darkness because for them it was their comfort zone. They've been used for ages and ages to live under darkness. How can you come to tell us now to go in the presence of light? We are used to this condition years after years. Let us sit and remain the way we are. The way the other children, other seeds that wanted that, they were crying out for that life to come out.
Amen.
So God said, okay, since it's a mixed multitude, there are those who want to be manifested. There are those who want to be under the reign of darkness. It's not good that light and darkness remain together. Because someone who wants to be manifested as a child of God, he will find himself, since they are all together, he wants to be under the influence of light, he will find himself under the influence of darkness. God said, no, it's not good. I'm going to separate them.
Amen.
You light, shine when you have to shine.
That's right.
Darkness, if you want to, you stay in your kingdom. Now you sit, make your choice. He who wants this life in him to be manifested, let him choose light.
Amen.
He who doesn't want life to be manifested, let him remain in darkness. So that everyone will manifest whatever he wants to be. Amen. We don't want confusion. God didn't want any confusion.
No.
Let's make a clear choice.
Hallelujah.
Light will reign during the daytime. Darkness will reign during nighttime. And if you are, what kind of child will show it by the choice you make?
That's right.
And don't forget, light was the word made flesh. Amen. And light was meant to bring, to manifest the life that was hidden in the seeds. Are you with me?
Amen.
So, it was now up to every seed to show up which kind of seed it was. Those who chose to go under the influence of light, those who chose to accept the word made flesh, then the word made flesh came to manifest that life that was in them. They could not only become themselves life, but they could reproduce life again.
Amen.
They could bring life to earth because they were under the influence of the light, which is the life of the earth.
Amen.
Those who decided not to go under the influence of the light, they remained in darkness. And they didn't reproduce the dead in the darkness. Amen.
Amen.
So it was not an easy choice for those seeds. Because remaining in the darkness was an easy choice. Because to bring life, a seed when it goes on earth, to bring life, it takes sacrifice.
That's right.
To accept life, it takes sacrifice. Because that seed has to die to itself.
Amen.
It has to rot. It has to be broken.
Right.
It's a long, painful process for that seed to leave its comfort zone, to follow the light, and manifest the light that was in it.
Amen.
It was easy for them to remain there, in their comfort zone, and deny the word made flesh. Amen.
Amen.
In every age, it's always easy to conform to the system rather than to take side with those they are calling crazy people. You'll be mocked. You'll be cast out.
Right.
You have to leave your comfort zone and accept the word made flesh maybe being rejected by the society. But following the light made flesh, the word made flesh will manifest life. Amen.
Amen.
So these are very important principles. When God created in the beginning, those seed that accepted the word made flesh, which was the light for the age, it brought them to manifest life. And that life, not only they could reproduce, but also they could give life to others. That seed, that apple tree that accepted to sit in the presence of the light, it could bring some more apples. Not only that, but it could provide food to birds. It could give life to humans because it's got life in it. Amen.
Amen.
So, the word made flesh is the light of your day. In our day, in every age, the word made flesh, those who accept the word made flesh in their days are the only one who come to manifest the life of God.
Amen.
Now we are going to see, why are you talking about the word made flesh? What, how many kinds of word we have? Because we believe the word. That's what we say. You know, we believe the word, we are children of God. But how can you make the difference between word made flesh? Well, there's a difference. Because God always, in his dealing with men, he go through different steps. Before, he said here, before a word is manifested, it's first a thought. It begins by being a thought. And that thought, when it is expressed, it becomes words, spoken words. Amen. So the word of God starts by being a thought in his mind. And a certain time, God decides to express that thought.
Amen.
Because God being infinite, he has a lot of things in his mind that our understanding can't catch. Amen. He is infinite, he's omniscient, he has everything. But at a certain time, he decides that now it is time for me to reveal the tabernacle to Moses. Because all these things were in his mind. He knew that a certain time Mary will come on earth. He knew a certain time Nebuchadnezzar will reign. He knew that a certain all these things were in his mind. But he chose every generation to accomplish a certain thing, and he brings it out of his mind, he expresses it, it becomes a spoken word. Amen. And that spoken word, let's speak first about the thoughts. Things that are in God's mind, that's why you see God saying, in Deuteronomy 29:29. God has many thoughts in his mind. And if he decides just to throw them at us at once, we'll be confused. That's why he plans in every generation, according to his redemption plan, to reveal his word progressively to the generation, according to the need of that day. Deuteronomy 29:29 says, the secret things belong unto the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of his law. Amen.
Amen.
So, in his mind, he has many, many things, but at a certain time, he decides that now it's time to reveal such and such thing. And when he reveals it, how does he reveal it? The Bible says in Amos, he reveals it through his
Amen.
It then becomes the spoken word. It was a thought, and then it becomes a spoken word. prophet comes and says, you'll go into slavery, or a virgin will conceive, or it becomes now a spoken word. But remember, we said the word, the life is manifested only when the word is made flesh.
That's right.
So, don't get me wrong. I don't mean that there is no life in spoken words. In the spoken word, there is life. But what is the spoken word? That's why the prophet preached the sermon. The spoken word is the original seed.
Amen.
Amen. Why? Because the spoken word, the word can be spoken today, but for a fulfillment in 10,000 years.
That's right.
When the prophet Isaiah said, a child is born to us, a child is born unto us. People could say, but this man is crazy, he's gone mad. Where is the child that he's talking about? It was a spoken word in this day, but to be fulfilled some 2,000 years later. So in that spoken word, someone could come and say, okay, the prophet Isaiah said, a child is born unto us, and try to make something out of it. But there was no life in that word yet when the prophets spoke about it. Amen. But the spoken word is the original seed. Why is it the original seed? Because when God speaks his word, it is put somewhere, kept somewhere. The time that word will be fulfilled, the spoken word will compare the fulfillment to what has been spoken. And to see if it matches, it is then the accomplishment of what has been said. That's why it is the original seed, because the fulfillment will be just the interpretation of what has been said.
Amen.
When God said, let there be light, one could come with his interpretation. But when light came to manifestation,
that's right.
we came back, we said, oh, God said, let there be light.
Amen.
Let's compare what we've seen with the original seed.
Amen.
And we could see now there's a perfect match.
Amen.
There's a perfect interpretation. So the spoken word is there. It may be for this day. It may be for a different day. But it is the original seed.
Amen.
It will help us understand now when the word will be made flesh. We will compare it to the spoken word and see if it is the original seed.
Amen.
If it conforms with what has been said. Amen. So don't get me wrong. When we say there's life only in the word made flesh, it doesn't mean the spoken word doesn't count. The spoken word is there. It's God speaking.
That's right.
It's God planning something. And what you have to do is to believe that word.
Amen.
And watch for its manifestation.
Amen.
Right.
Watch for the word when it will become flesh. Because remember, the prophet says, the word made flesh is the light of your day.
Amen.
If you see it. It doesn't. When it comes to the spoken word, he didn't say that. He said the spoken word is the original seed. But the word made flesh is the light for your day.
Amen.
Otherwise,
amen.
The word made flesh is life for your day.
Amen.
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 Are we together?
Amen.
Amen.
So, when the word is spoken, remember there's another characteristic of the spoken word. When God speaks his word, that word, let's read it in Isaiah. Because we can't neglect the importance of the spoken word.
Amen.
It's not my aim to. Let's read Isaiah 55:10-11. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returned not thither, but watered the earth, and make it green forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void,
Amen.
But it shall accomplish that which I please,
Amen.
And it shall prosper in the things whereto I sent it. Amen.
Amen.
So the spoken word, as long as it has been spoken from the mouth of the God, it has to be fulfilled.
Amen. Amen.
It will be fulfilled. Amen. When it is spoken, it will be fulfilled. When? I don't know.
Amen.
Mm. Amen. It may take 2 days, mm. It may take 30 minutes, it may take 5 years, it may take 10,000 years.
Mm.
But as long as it has been proclaimed from the mouth of God,
right.
It will be fulfilled.
Amen.
Amen.
So that spoken word now, later on, it becomes the written word.
Mm.
Amen. Because a prophet would just come and speak.
Mm. Mm.
A virgin will conceive, and a son is born unto us, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, whatever the prophet will say. He speaks it first, and for our records, he writes it somewhere. So it becomes the written word. Amen.
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 From thought to speech, and then it becomes a written word. There's power also in written word. Amen.
Amen.
Don't get me wrong. Written word is very important for us as well.
Amen.
Because it's in it that we find what we need to know for our day.
Mm.
But there is a danger in the written word. Because if you believe the written word, and you don't believe the word made flesh, you'll be dead.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I may be wrong, but let's go back. The Pharisees, they believed the written word.
Amen.
They were quoting the written word.
That's right.
They were even trying to condemn Jesus based on the written word.
Mm. That's right.
But they failed to notice,
Amen.
That what was written was made flesh and walking the
streets.
Amen.
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 They failed to notice that. They failed to notice that even Jesus told them, you search the scripture, believing that in it will have eternal life. But they testified of me those same scriptures.
Amen.
They were believing in the written word, but they were failing to notice that written word was okay, but there was a season where it will cease to be just a writing in a book. It will become flesh.
Amen.
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 And only if you see it, the time it is made flesh, then you have life.
Amen.
The Pharisees, they could cut themselves, they could give themselves for sacrifice to be burned for whatever they could do, but they didn't notice that the word was being made flesh in their midst. They all perished. Amen.
That's right.
We are talking about history.
Mm.
But
right.
We come back to our day.
Amen.
This is just the foundation. Amen.
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 So it will help us now to know what day we are living in. And to see the word made flesh today. Amen.
Amen.
Because talking history is always good. But we are laying this foundation so that you can understand the importance of seeing the word made flesh in your day.
Amen.
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 Is it clear enough?
Amen.
So the word was now written. But Paul comes one day. We love the word. You know, we love the Bible, we love the written word. On that time they had, you know, scrolls. They loved, they cherished it. It was the word of God. But one day Paul comes and says, letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, referring to the written word, Paul comes to introduce something new. To tell us that this, if you take only it without seeing it being manifested, it is that.
Right.
Let's read it. There's a lot of
Amen. Amen.
It's just the foundation, okay?
Amen.
Maybe don't get lost, please. That's why I'm trying
Amen.
To to go very slowly, repeating myself.
Amen.
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 I think it must be 1 Corinthians. Okay, I can't find it now, but Paul says the letter killed, but the spirit will give it life.
Amen.
Why should he say something as a serious statement like that? Because this is the word of God. How can the word of God kill me? How can, because I believe it being the word of God, but how can it now, instead of giving me life, it is now producing death? We have seen with the Pharisees that they were believing the written word, but it was not. Okay, in 2 Corinthians 3:6. Thank you. He said, "Who also has made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killed, but the Spirit gives life."
Amen.
Amen. So when the word is written, it's a record. God records it somewhere for us to refer to it, for us to know, for us to remember, for us to be aware that God spoke, because our mind can forget.
That's right.
When he speaks, I know in French we say, "Les paroles s'envolent les écrits." It means words fly out, fly away, but writings remain. Amen. So that's why he had to put it in a certain way. It had to be recorded somewhere. A word has been spoken, and the prophet has to go and write it and hide it somewhere so that we can refer to it.
Amen.
And watch over that the fulfillment of that promise, the day it will come to fulfillment. Amen. So that's what the importance. That was the importance of the written word. But if you believe it and fail to see that written word manifested, made flesh, it will still produce death in you. One will ask, so written word is not important, shouldn't we give it, pay attention to it? No. In 2 Timothy 3:16, the Bible says,
"Amen.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God."
Right.
That's right.
We need to be very balanced in this.
Right.
Because there's a chance that you just go on to one extreme and, you know, leave people in the confusion. We need to be very balanced.
Amen.
You understand it very properly. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Verse 17, that the man of God may be perfect, totally furnished unto all.
Amen.
Amen. So, I don't know if you have noticed something there. All scripture is given by inspiration, and the Paul says about what he has to do for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction, that the man of God may be perfect. It's very important to understand that. Because before you can become perfect, you can't become perfect without being born first. Amen.
Right.
Perfection comes after birth.
Amen.
You need to be born. You need to be alive for you to get to perfection.
Right.
So all scripture is inspired to bring you to perfection.
Amen.
But to bring you first to life, the spoken word.
Amen.
It's the word made flesh.
That's right.
Amen. Because it's the word made flesh that will produce life, that will bring you to birth. And if you are now born, all scripture is inspired to bring you to perfection. Amen.
Amen.
Because there are things in the Bible that we can just read today as a reference. The life of the saints of the past. We don't say it doesn't matter to us. It's very important for our perfection. It's very important for our preparation.
Amen.
It will bring us to perfection. But to speak about perfection, you must be first born.
Amen.
If you are not alive, if you are not born, you won't get to perfection. That's the importance of the Word made flesh. Because the Word made flesh will come to manifest life in you.
Amen.
It will come to bring out that life that is in you. It will bring you to the new birth.
Amen.
Because there's no new birth outside the Word made flesh.
Hallelujah.
Amen. There is no new birth. You can't expect to be alive if you didn't see the Word made flesh. In Genesis, the seeds couldn't come to life. Life couldn't come to manifestation out of them if they didn't accept the light that was the spoken word, which
Amen.
Was become flesh later.
Amen.
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 Very important. So the written word is good until it is made manifested.
Amen.
Until it become flesh. And when you see it made flesh in your age, in your generation, then the rest of the written word will come now to bring that life that comes out of you, to bring it to maturity and to perfection. Amen. So seeing the word made flesh in the day you are living in is a very important principle. Missing it, it's very dangerous. Amen. So, when Jesus now came to us, our Lord, we know all that he was the fullness of the Word made flesh. Amen. He was the fullness of the Word made flesh. So, when he came to the earth, we come back, we go back now to where we read in John 1. The Word was made flesh. When they are introducing the Word, they can't unlink it from Word, light, and life. All these concepts are correlated. The Word that was in the beginning, we've read, as the prophet explained, it was the halo of light. And life, light brings life. Amen. So the Word was the light, and the light was the life.
Amen.
That's why Jesus could say, I am the light. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. I'm the light of the world.
Amen.
Because why was he the light of the world? Because he was the Word made flesh.
Amen.
He was the Word made flesh on that day.
Amen.
He was not only the Word made flesh, he was the light and the life of his generation. He was the light of the world on that day. That's why in Genesis, in John, he says that the light, where we read there, Genesis. And he says, verse 4, John 1, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. So he came as the light to manifest seeds that were hidden in the heart. He came as the fullness, the fulfillment of the word itself. So those who saw him in his day, those who accepted the light, that's why when Jesus came, the prophet says, he never wrote a book. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus couldn't write a book because he was the word made flesh himself.
That's right.
There was no need for him to write the book. There was no need because he was the fulfillment of all that has been said. He was the word himself.
Amen.
There was no need for him to, no. And the prophet says, the only time he wrote, he used his finger to write on the sand.
Amen.
And just afterward, he wiped it out.
Amen.
There was no need for him to write something.
No.
Because the word made flesh was himself walking, life was walking himself.
That's right.
Amen. That's why when you receive the word, when you receive him, the Bible says you become a living epistle.
Amen. Hallelujah.
There's no need to write your life.
No.
Because Jesus himself, there was no need when he was walking on earth to write about himself. Seeing him was the manifestation of the word itself.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
So that's why those who saw the light, everyone, when Jesus comes and says, I am the light of the world, like he said in Genesis 1, let there be light. I am the light of the world. Those who accepted in Genesis were manifested. They became mango trees, apple trees,
amen,
pineapple trees, and giving life, blossoming, rejoicing in the presence of the Lord. Amen. When he came now on earth, he reflected. He spoke life to existence. And some seed of those who were on earth accepted the light, recognized him as the Word made flesh. What happened to those who accepted him? They became also themselves the light. Amen. They became also themselves the manifestation. The light that was hidden in them came to manifestation. That's why everyone who came to accept Jesus as the Savior, everyone who came to accept Jesus as the Word made flesh into his day, read, noticing the Bible, not only they were saved, but they became the dispensers of life to others.
Amen.
Amen. They became themselves the light. They became themselves life givers. Amen. Because what? Because when the seed receive, accept the light, the light comes and shine upon the seed. The seed becomes himself giver of life as well. The seed becomes himself, he starts to reproduce itself, and he starts to give life to nature. The Samaritan woman, when she saw the light, when she saw what has been promised being fulfilled on her day, she came into under the influence of light. She could have accepted to remain under the influence of darkness into her prostitution, but she made the sacrifice of accepting to leave the pleasures of the world, to accept to leave what was her daily job, and to go under the influence of the light.
Amen.
Notice what happened later. Not only she gave, she received the life, but she went to proclaim life as well, and she started giving life to others.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. When you receive the Word made flesh, it makes you to become the Word made flesh.
Right.
Amen. It makes you to receive the life that was in the Word made flesh,
amen,
and to start dispensing that life to others. Amen. They are very important principles.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
Philip, when he came into the presence of the Lord, he accepted, he recognized him as being the Messiah. The life that was in the Messiah manifested, went into Philip. Philip, with that life in him, he said, no. Life started now to call out for bringing more lives to existence. He couldn't stay. He couldn't live. He couldn't die with it in him. It pushed him to go and testify to his brother. So he received life, and he was able now to go and give life to his brother.
Amen.
He received the Word made flesh, and he became himself a portion of the Word made flesh, and life started to be transmitted from one Word made flesh to another.
Amen.
Amen. So it's a very important principle, my brothers, as we go. That's why Jesus said in Genesis, in John 1:12, received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Amen.
Amen.
The light comes to the world. Them who receive, who accept the light, is given them. Them who accepted the word, it's given now them now the power to become sons of God.
Mm.
When they say power to become sons of God, what does it mean? Let's go back to the scripture.
Mm.
When the prophet explained to us what is a son of God. Amen.
Amen.
In that a quote where we read in the questions and answers in Genesis, he said, speaking about that light, that hall of light that took the form that a human can understand, speaking about it, he said, now in St. John 1, he said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Now back there then, when this little halo comes, now we can't see nothing yet, but just by eyes of the supernatural, we see a halo standing yonder. He said, now that's the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. The Logos. So the Son of God was that halo of light.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the prophet said, that was called the Son of God.
Amen.
When he says in John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them gave him the power to become the sons of God.
Mm-hmm.
He gave them the power to become light as well, as he is light. Amen.
Amen.
Because the Son of God is not a young boy sitting there. The Son of God, in prophetic term, it means that halo of light. That light that was before the beginning, that made everything to creation. Amen.
Yeah,
so when you receive him, he gives you the power to become part of that light as well.
Amen.
He gives you the power to become a portion of that light as well.
Amen.
So you are now a light giver as well to the humanity.
Amen.
You are not a light giver because you have received the word in flesh.
Amen.
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 So, even in nature, physically speaking, what is light? Science, how does science explain our perception, our human perception of light? Science says, I know there's a doctor here, I want to be very careful on that. Science, yeah, you better. Science says, if I see you sitting there wearing a white shirt, it means it's not my eyes that sending light to
right.
you. Is when light strike your shirt,
right.
it sends then the reflection of your shirt to my eyes, then my brain can understand, can develop it to make it to understand it's a white color.
Right.
So it's when someone receives light, that light can then be reflected, and the rest of the people can see what was happening. Because if there's no light in this room,
amen.
Our eyes will still be there in good working condition.
Mm.
My white shirt will still be there, but you won't be able to see it.
That's
because
right.
light didn't strike it yet.
Amen.
But it's only when light comes to strike my shirt that your
right.
eyes can be able in a position to see that a white shirt was sitting somewhere.
Amen.
When you receive a Son of God, when you receive the Word made flesh, the light in your age, you become the reflection of that light.
Hallelujah.
And you become a life giver as well.
Amen.
You become the light to this generation.
Amen.
Amen. That's why Jesus said, you are the light of the world.
Amen.
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 That's why he said, you are the light. You have to shine your light.
Amen.
Because you are the you must be the reflection of the big light that has shown in your day.
Amen.
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 So, very important for us to understand the importance of the Word made flesh.
Mm.
Because there is no life outside of the Word made flesh in your age, in your generation. Believing the Word made flesh is the beginning, the starting point of your rapture.
Amen.
Believing the word made flesh is the starting point of your eternal life. So that's why it is very important for us to understand this principle. As we go, I don't know when I'll come back here again, but as we go, we'll always be referring back to this sermon. Yeah. And keep this in mind, that the spoken word is fine, but the spoken word can be sitting there waiting for a day of its manifestation.
Amen.
As long as it is not manifested yet, it is not life yet for you. When it is manifested and you fail to see it, that is death. That's why the scripture says, let the letters kill, but spirit gives life.
Amen.
They were there in the temple, sitting while Jesus was being hung at the cross. They were there in the temple singing, my God, why have they forsaken me? They thought there was life in that written word. But that same scripture, that very scripture, was being fulfilled some miles back there. And they failed to notice it. Because that scripture was pulled out of the writing and made being a human being walking on the streets, failing to notice it.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
We are going to close now. The prophet says, If you quote them, of course. In Sales, we see Jesus, 1963, speaking about those Greek that came to ask the disciples, to Philip, they want to see Jesus. He said, they never said they wanted to hear him. Listen, we have spoken about we have mentioned the spoken word, we have mentioned the written word, we have mentioned the word made flesh. Now, he's referring to the spoken word. They never said they wanted to hear him. They had already heard. They wanted to see. Amen.
Amen.
Those Greek, they came. They wanted to see, and to see is the word made flesh. You can't see the spoken word, amen. They came to see the word made flesh.
Amen.
They never said they wanted to hear. They already heard. They wanted to see. That wasn't the question. We would like to hear Jesus. Sirs, they didn't say that. They wanted to see Jesus. That was their purpose of appearing, was to see him. Not to have him explained. Today, with great intellectual messages, we can explain it till you can see the scripture. But that isn't what they are looking for tonight. We are not looking for the mechanics. We are looking for the dynamics of it.
Amen.
The prophet says, well, did you notice they come to a servant of Christ who had been trained to know what to do? These people, when they wanted to see Jesus, why did they come to ask Philip, sir, we want to see Jesus? They must have noticed something in Philip that told them that if we want to see the word made flesh, we have to ask this man. Because there were many people in the town. They could go and ask to anyone, but they saw the reflection of the light in Philip. Philip reflected Jesus so much, because remember, it's the same Philip that went to speak to Nathanael and his brother.
Amen.
So he reflected Jesus so much that this Greek, when they came, they didn't go to any other person. They came to the reflection of the light, because they could feel the pull of the light in him.
Amen.
He said, sir, we want to see Jesus.
Amen.
And the prophet says, did you notice they come to a servant of Christ who had been trained to know what to do? Not just to say, wait now, you sit down there, I'll explain it. That's not what Philip did. No, he brought them right straight to him, because that's what they wanted to see. Amen.
Amen.
When you see the word made flesh, people know we are tired. We are people, the world is tired.
Amen.
Of trying to explain God. The world wants to see God.
Amen. Right? That's right.
The world doesn't want to see the mechanic. The world wants to see the dynamics of God.
Right.
So if you claim to have seen the word made flesh, it must be seen through you. Amen.
Amen.
If you claim to have accepted, acknowledged the word made flesh in your day, Philip accepted the word made flesh. The Greek could see Jesus through Philip. Amen.
Amen.
They went asking him, "You want to see Jesus?" And Philip showed them Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Right. Philip brought them to Jesus. The world want to see Jesus today. You claim to have seen the word made flesh, but how can the world see Jesus through you? Amen.
Help us.
That's right.
We have accepted the word made flesh, and we claim that there is life in the word made flesh, but the world must see Jesus.
Amen.
They'll come today with the same question, sir or madam, will see Jesus. What will you show them? We don't want to show them this Bible. Because anyone can go on the internet today and buy 10,000 of the Bibles. But the life of the Bible,
Amen.
The word that was promised to be manifested today,
Amen.
You have accepted it, my brother.
Amen.
You have accepted it, my sister. There must be life that must come out of you. Amen.
Amen.
Otherwise, the principles of the Bible will fail.
Right.
It was so in the Genesis. It was so when Jesus came on earth. It will be so today.
Amen.
Amen.
The word made flesh that you have accepted must produce the life of the world.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. In Philip, they came and they saw Jesus.
Yes, sir.
They must see Jesus in you and me today.
Amen.
Or you don't believe the word made flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So, the prophet finished. We are going to finish with this. They said, we will see Jesus. Not we'd like for you to explain it to us and tell us what it is all about. That wasn't the question, but they wanted to see Jesus.
Amen.
God had someone standing there, Philip, that could take them and show them the person, Jesus Christ. Amen. We believe that today God has got many Philips.
Amen.
That will show the world, the thirsty world, that will point them to Jesus.
Amen.
Because you have accepted the word of the flesh.
Amen.
We have brothers Phillips and sister Phillips sitting in this church today.
Amen.
And throughout this journey, throughout this series of sermons, we are going to see what it takes for you and me to manifest, to accept this word made flesh today.
Amen.
What is that word that has been made flesh today? Because if you don't know it, if you don't come to see it, you may accept the written word, but you will be still a dead person. We have to accept the word made flesh in its fullness. That is our inheritance in this world.
Amen.
We have to enter and take full possession of our inheritance. It's only then that you can claim the life that belongs, that pertains to those who have accepted this word.
Amen.
Otherwise, you'll be claiming, I've accepted, I've believed the message, but you may not have taken full possession of your inheritance. Because the Jews, the Israelites, had the promise that the land will be given to them. But some of them doubted the promise.
That's true.
They failed to possess the land. We are not called today to doubt the promise. We are called to accept the promise in its fullness.
Amen.
And we are going through this coming sermon's lesson to see what is our inheritance.
Amen.
What has God kept in store for us? And take now the courage, as one of my preached, to live up to our privileges.
Amen.
Take full possession of our privileges.
That's right.
And to be
Amen.
Some representation. God is real.
God is alive today, and He has come down to project His life on you.
Yes.
Let's now stand and take position for the word. Don't be like those seeds who refused to accept the light and who walked in the darkness and who went dead forever. You are given the opportunity today while the great light is shining and bringing life to the world. Accept it, my brother. And take full possession of your inheritance. Don't doubt the word. Never doubt the word.
Amen.
Never doubt the promises fulfilled in your day. That's the only way you can find life.
Amen.
That's the only way God can project His life. If you doubt the word, you'll perish in the desert.
Yes.
Indeed, in the first Exodus. Let God be merciful to us.
Amen.
Let God bestow His mercy on us so that we can open our hearts and cast out every doubt and swallow, eat the word, and let it take over all our being so that we can become a good. Dear Heavenly Father,
yes,
we thank you tonight, Lord.
Thank you, Lord,
for speaking to us from
yes.
Heaven. I know it was a struggle for me.
Hallelujah.
To even come to understand what it was I was going to talk about today. It was a struggle, oh Lord, even to get this inspiration. But I know you have been behind the scenes.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
To speaking to these human beings.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And we are strongly believe, oh Lord.
Amen, Lord.
Open your children's mind, oh Lord.
Yes.
So that they can get even a little understanding.
Thank you.
Yes,
of what you wanted to tell them, oh Lord.
Amen.
And we believe, oh Lord, that this light that is shining today, oh Lord,
yes,
we won't neglect it, oh Lord.
Amen.
We accept it fully, totally, oh Lord.
Yes, yes.
That we'll become ourselves the reflection of this light.
Yes.
This world is dying out. This world is perishing, oh Lord.
Yes.
They want to see the manifested children of God. They wanted to see the manifested daughters of God.
Yes.
They'll see it only if we accept that light to be manifested in us.
Yes.
Help us not to doubt the promise, oh Lord.
Yes.
Help us to accept, oh Lord, to open our soul, to open our hearts.
Amen.
The revealed word this day.
Amen.
Because this word has no sense to us if it remains just in the Bible.
Right.
Yes.
This word, when it was spoken, oh Lord, it was kept to be revealed in this age, oh Lord.
Amen.
So that it will become flesh to us in this age.
Yes, Lord.
Heavenly Father, help us not to miss it.
Yes.
Help us, oh Lord, not to miss it. Like did the Pharisees. They believed sincerely that they were children of God. They were singing the psalms, oh Lord. They were singing. They were repeating what is was written, oh Lord, but they failed to see the scripture walking the streets, oh Lord. We don't want to fall in the same.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Help us. Help us, oh Lord. Your prophet says, the word made flesh is the light of our age.
Amen.
If we see it, oh Lord, open our eyes so that we can see. Bless your children. We're faithfully seated there, oh Lord. They would have been doing their own business, oh Lord, this life, but they've come to honor your word. They've said amen to the word, oh Lord. They've listened
amen.
To the word, oh Lord. There's a blessing that go with just sitting in your presence, oh Lord.
Amen.
Let them be blessed and they go out of this place,
yes.
Oh Lord. Let this word, oh Lord, them accepted.
Yes.
Produce the life of the word in
them.
Let them be the manifestation, not only the manifestation, but let them produce life for others, oh Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you.
Yes.
We bless you. Bless our church, oh Lord.
Amen.
Those who couldn't come,
yes,
oh Lord.
Lord.
Those who couldn't be here, oh
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Let them take some time, oh Lord.
Oh,
even listen
grace,
back to
Lord.
This, oh Lord, so that
yes,
it could
Lord.
Give them the blessing.
Amen.
Here.
Amen. 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 Grant it.
Heavenly Father,
Be with us now as we depart.
Yes.
Grant us traveling blessings, O Lord. Let this not be just sitting in our mind, but bring it in the bottom of our soul.
Amen.
And that it produce your life in us. Bless your children, the musician.
Yes, Lord.
Bless the deacons. Bless the all the offices in this church, O Lord. Not forgetting our brother Maxwell.
Yes,
down there
amen.
In Ghana, O Lord. Keep him important.
Amen.
Bless our brother Paul from Lithuania in our
amen,
midst.
Lord.
Amen.
Let his stay, O Lord, in our midst be a blessing.
Amen. Granted.
We know you have placed skills, you have placed
oh,
blessings
yes,
in each one of us.
Amen.
That's why we are a body, O Lord.
Thank you.
That's why we benefit from each other, O Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Let him bring something that we are missing here, O Lord.
Oh, yes.
That it will minister to us, O Lord.
Granted.
We praise you. We bless you.
Hallelujah.
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, and we say, dismiss you.